Look, electrolyte disturbance, you need to know that normal saline is generally the answer on the USMLE. So whether it's low or high sodium, you're going to give normal saline. Don't give hypertonic saline in hyponatremia, as you know, central pontine myelinolysis. Right? If you correct hypernatremia too quickly with hypotonic saline, you can get cerebral edema. When we talk about low potassium, you're going to just simply supplement with potassium. High potassium, you need to give fluids. If there are ECG changes, you give calcium gluconate first. So you need to give IV calcium if there are ECG changes in the setting of hyperkalemia to stabilize the myocardium. There is an answer on one of the newer NBME forms where it's calcium carbonate. It's like, oh, wow. So just calcium. Okay.
I saw
And
that before.
so potassium abnormality can cause cardiac dysfunction and arrhythmia. Sodium abnormality can cause CNS dysfunction, coma, delirium. USMLE also wants you to know that high calcium can cause delirium. Okay, muscle flaccidity, whereas low calcium will cause tetany. Obviously, low calcium you just supplement with calcium. There's a lot to talk about. I'm just covering the basics for the second. High calcium, you're going to get fluids first. Okay, so normal calcium is 8.4 to 10.2. If you have a calcium between 10.2 and 12, it's just fluids. If it's between 12 and 14, if the patient's symptomatic, you're going to add a bisphosphonate. And then over 14, you definitely give a bisphosphonate. And if you have low potassium or low calcium that is not responding to supplementation, what do you think?
Low calcium, low potassium, not being two supplements. I'm thinking a secondary cause.
You want to think hypomagnesemia.
Oh yes.
So an alcohol,
Because it's permissive, I think.
correct, correct.
The magnesium.
Yeah, so magnesium is necessary for basal level PTH release to maintain calcium levels, also necessary for your kidney to retain potassium. So if they give you an alcoholic who has low calcium or potassium, not responding to supplementation, answer is check serum magnesium. People will remember the calcium, they won't remember the potassium. They're like, oh, really? That too? Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause that's what threw me off, 'cause I remember the calcium, I didn't remember the
It's a UR,
potassium.
the potassium is a, actually a UR question. So
Okay.
it is. You need to know that high calcium is often due to 90% of the time, high calcium
Hyperparathyroid.
is due to primary hyperparathyroidism or malignancy.
Malignancy.
Okay. And when we talk about sodium derangement, that's a whole discussion as far as like DI, SIDH, psychogenic polydipsia, etc. And when we talk about potassium derangement, we think of aldosterone high versus low. And occasionally Cushing syndrome can cause low potassium.
Wait, what did you say about the sodium one again just
For
now?
sodium, when we're discussing this in terms of USMLE, the highest yield stuff is SIDH, DI, psychogenic polydipsia. Those are the main causes of sodium disturbance. But you can also get sodium disturbance with things like diarrhea, hyperglycemia can cause hyponatremia, delusional. Like DKA also can cause hyponatremia and hyperkalemia. So these are just general associations with electrolyte disturbances. Let me think. I already told you for potassium when it's high, you're going to give IV calcium with ECG disturbance. But if after the fluids, you can also give furosemide to bring it down. Insulin can also bring it down. There's also sodium chioxalate, I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are often not answers. Okay. You just need to know fluids.
Okay.